The Gemara towards the bottom of Hamad Aleph explains the words in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was raising an issue. Why do you need all the Habavos and Zikin spelled out in the Chumash? Couldn't you derive from a Mamatzino? Just like he said, told the same Kayetze Behem, the Toldos are derived from the Abbas with the Mamatzino. So you could have derived one of the Abbas from the other Rav. What did the Torah have to write it for? So the Gemara finally says, Lehil Chaseim, because each one has a quirk of a Ptur, Tamun and Kalem and whatever. But the Mishnah says you couldn't derive chada mechada because there's a pircha. This is rachayim, this is darkalelech alahazik, and so on. And then the Mishnah recommends, why not learn out chada mitarti? So there are two in the Gemara in Chulin and Kolabasa. The Gemara says to learn out a mamatzina chada mechada, to learn a mamatzina chada mitarti. We never pay attention to this. We think a mamatzina is a mamatzina. Gemara says no. There are two different midrash atarin the drashes, ma'am, and there's a difference halacha lamaisa how strong the pircha has to be, whether a pircha kol dehu is acceptable or not. So chada michada is one kind of a mamatzina. Chada mitarti is a different kind of a mamatzina. So the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. You cannot learn chada michada. You can't even learn chada mitarti. But then the Gemara continues to say, You really could have learned chada mitarti if you combine bor with any of the other ones. Kishad is bor benayu asikula b'matzan. You could learn chada mitarti if one of them is bor. So why did the Torah bother to write all of the others? The Mishnah's answer is not going to answer that question. Mishnah says because there's a pircha. It's not true. Here there's not a pircha. The Gemara says the real answer is because l'hil chasem, because each one of the others has another quirk, and if whatever Shem Beregel would have been told of something else, then they wouldn't have the p'tur b'shus harabim. Each one has its own quirks. Shut. So that's the real answer. Then the Mishnah says atar shav shabahem. There's a chodem arba. The Gemara Chulna talks about chodem echad, chodem mitarte. Then the Gemara says atar shav shabahem. There are a lot of toldos that are derived from a chodem mitarti, because it's a tzadashav, chodem mitarti, chodem mi'arba. Fine. So what are some examples of toldos that are learned out chodem mitarti? So the Gemara gives four different examples, and the Rosh explains he doesn't think that there's a machlokes over here. Mara machodem, mara machodem, v'lo pligi. Each Amar is giving Abaye and Rava, and each Amar is giving another example. They don't really disagree. So what are the example? One of the example, Rav's example of a chodem mitarti was a bor hamizgagol beragle odom of beragle behemo. So the way the old girsa in the Gemara, a lot of times Rashi on Shas will write hachi garsinon. So that's a dead giveaway. There must have been a different girsa that Rashi is rejecting. Here Rashi writes explicitly, so you have to go fish around. What was the old girsa that Rashi is not happy with? Here Rashi tells you what it is. It tells you what the wrong girsa is, tells you what the correct girsa is. But Rashi, in his commentary on the Gemara, doesn't tell you why he's not happy with the old girsa. His grandchildren must have heard from Rashi. So the Bali Ataisa, they tell you that the Zeta was unhappy with the girsa because there's a Gemara that says later, and darkness shall be adam is burned bedrochen. The Gemara says it in a totally different context. The Rashi apparently applies it over here, and he holds he can't say behada de kazli kamaski koichayhu that it's adam amazik, because since in darkness shall be adam is burned bedrochen, it's like an adam amazik by his gomer. And Tosis writes in the first daf and Haminiach that even though the Mishnah says under the second parak adam or neyolam. And some have the gears of Bein B'yoin is Bein B'rotzen. Not all have. See, on the side of the Gemara, on Chavavam and Aleph, the Mishnah towards the bottom has Adamor, the other Bein Shegig, Bein Mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yoshin. And on the margin it says that in Sanhedrin, when this Mishnah is quoted, Sanhedrin, Dafayin Beis, when the Mishnah is quoted Sanhedrin, they have a girsa, Ben Mi'onis, Ben Birotzen. So is that really true? Adam Amazik, Bainas Gomer, is also Chayiv. So Tosfos in Haminiach has a very famous Tosfos. And Chav Zainam and Beis, Dibra Maskol, Shmuel Amar, Bafel Ushanam. So Tosfos proves many different Gemara. Adam Amazik, Bainas Gomer, is Potter. Then they have a lot of Kashas, and they come up with a fantastic Shtikl Torah that we don't accept La Halacha. Tosfos distinguishes, the Gemara in Bav Metzia says, Shamachinim is potter on Kneba and Aveda. Shamachach is chayv on both Kneba and Aveda. So the halacha does not distinguish between Kneba and Aveda, even though there was room to distinguish. There should have been room to distinguish. A Kneba is mamish korb loinus. What is that? My fault? A ganav came, he broke in and he stole it. Aveda is really, it should really be a pshia. What do you mean I lost it? I have a hole in my pocket. If I'm a shamer on a pikudin, I should make sure that I don't lose it. Or I forgot where I put it. That should be a pshia. So what? Why is? So the Gemara says, despite the fact that Geneva should really be fall under the category of avinus and Aveda should really fall under the category of pshia, we don't say it like that. We say shamachinam is patan both, shamasach is chayvim both. So is there ever an afkamina ledina between Geneva and Aveda? So Tosfos says, yeah, but again to Adam Amazik. That not only Adam Amazik Bainas Gomer is Potter, even Adam Amazik, if it's Oynas Hen Geneva, is also Potter. But Oynas Kein Aveda, that's Karav Le Pshia, so that he would be Chayv. So when the Girsa in Sanhedrin reads that Mishnah, Adam Ud Leonam, Bain Be Oynas, Bain Be Rotzen, it goes on an Oynas Kein Aveda. It doesn't go on Oynas Kein Geneva, only goes Oynas Kein Aveda. That's what Tosfos says. We don't accept this Shtikl Torah. This is fantastic. We don't accept the Shtikl Torah of Tosfos. So what do you accept? So you're left with two opinions. The Ramban disagrees with the whole thing. Ramban holds Adam Amazik Bainas Gomer is Chayv. Because the Gemara says at the end of the second parak, if Nafal Berosh Agag Beruch She'enim Mitzuya. There was a big wind, and such a strong wind that the person was thrown off of the rooftop, and he fell on someone and he harmed him, or he broke an automobile, or broke a window or something. So that's Adam Amazik Ba'oinus, so it says Chayv. So the Ramban has an expression, Beruch Sheini Mitzuyev, even if it's Ruch Sa'orish Alelio, even if it's a hurricane or a tornado that was not predicted in the news, totally, they didn't have weather predictions in the days of the Gemara. So he says, even if the Ruch Sar Shel Elio, totally Oynes Gomer, Adam is Chayv. What is going to do with all the Gemara? So the Ramban patches up the Kasha. But he holds that basically, Din is Adam Amazim, Oynes Gomer is Chayv. So we don't accept that Ramban. Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Adam Amazik, Oynes Gomer is Potter, but Oynes Kein Greva is not Oynes Gomer, only Oynes Gomer. It's hard to define what's on his gum, what's on his canyon. Abeda. Okay. So Rashi crosses out this girsa that he had in front of him. Rashi thinks that it's wrong. Because since the Gemara has in a totally different context, Ein Darkin Shal Ben Adam is Ben Bidrochim, so that's considered Adam Amazik Ben his gum, and he would be Potter. So Tosfos comes to defend the old girsa. So they say, "Ein lemachka b'shul kach." You shouldn't cross out the girsa because of that gemara. That gemara is talking a different thing. And Dag Shalom is b'nei bedrach. But you can't consider this an ayin as gomor because to the inyan kedei shelo yechol kol kach b'chayzik sheyatizu v'yaziku. To the extent that he should be walking and he should kick something accidentally and smash a window, thing is flying there. That's also in Dr. Shavan, it's Bani Bedrachim. It wouldn't happen. He's walking and there are pebbles in the street and he kicks a pebble, so it'll roll over a few inches. That's not going to fly and smash a window. To that extent that the pebble flies in the air and it smashes a window, to that extent it is. That's not called an Ein Nes Gomer. Tosfos says he would be chayv. So Tosfos discusses the dinim of koyach hacham yorabai. Whenever there was a hezek, let's say someone made a bor. Avna sekin masor shenichem b'shus harabim is it told that a bor, the real original bor is kiyiftach yishbor, kiyichu yishbor. And if you leave avna sekin masor b'shus harabim, that's a told that a bor. So what if I left the avna sekin masor this end of the city, and another week it rolls over to the other end of the city because behemoths and people kick it as they go and it moves to a different location, and then it causes the hezek in the other end of the city. So that's a sarashava, that's a mamatzina chodem itarti, that's a told of bor with eish together. If I make a bor over here and it stays over here and it makes a hezek over here, that's the original bor, it's a told of a bor. But if I leave a bor here and it rolls to the other end of the city, so that's koyach hacham yorabai in creating the mazik in the other end of the city. So that's a tzadashava from bor and eish. What are you borrowing from eish? What are you learning from eish? Even koyach hacham yorabai also relates back to me. So even though I left the bor over here, but I know it's going to roll to the other end of the city. So Tosfos says that if you have bor hamizgalgel beragli adam beragli behem shaloi b'miskavein, so the ragli adam ragli behem are considered a koyach hacham yorabai. And when the boar causes a hezek in the other end of the city as a boar, everything relates back to the balabor. The balabor is chayv to pay. What happens if he would have odom bimiskavein? Not people are walking in the street and they knock the pebbles to the other end of the city. A megalgel is a bardeya, and he kicks the boar bimezer bimiskavein to a different location. So that's considered as if you don't consider Adam b'miskavein, a person makes a conscious decision and he kicks Avna Sekenim Masot to a different part of the city, you don't consider that like a Koach HaChem Yorabai, and his Maisa relates back to the Balabor. Adam Shaloi b'miskavein, in Darkness Shal Miyadim is Bain B'drochem, and people kick they're not miskavein to anything. So that's Koach HaChem Yorabai. And the balabor who left it will be chay. But if it's a megalgel, b'mezer, b'miskavin, the megalgel is a bardeya, so then that the pula that he did doesn't relate back to the other person. So we had a din in Kiddushin, we mentioned, that's based on this concept that the Tosfos says.
Doesn't Tosfos say that only after the oven kicks it, and while it's moving, it hits somebody that you would be chay, but after it rests,
I don't know. I would think that if the Adam, let's say there's a bor b'shusar, there's avnas the kinyan masar b'shusar, I pick it up and then I put it back down. So I think that would be considered silik maaser rishon. Let's say someone dug a bor b'shusar rabim. I'm a good Samaritan. I go and he left a whole pile full of sand. I take all the sand and I push it back in and I'm soysim the whole bor. Then I dig the whole thing out again. So silik maaser rishon. He undid the bor and then he dug the bor again. So you don't say it reverts back to the original situation like it was, and the balabor is chayv. No, he undid the bor. So I'm thinking over here, let's say avnas sekein masar b'shusar, so I pick it up. So there's no more bor. Then I put it back down. So I'm the balabor. So I would think that if I'm the megalgel, the mezer the b'miskaven, I want to kick it to a different location in the city, I would think that it's silik maaser rishon. The balabor is not responsible at all. It's like picking up the avnas sekein masar, putting it down again. That I think that I'm the balabor now. My putting it down, I'm the balabor.
What if, why should kavana make a difference? Like if somebody, let's say Shaloba kavana filled up the bor and then dug it again, so then he's for sure also a misal like that.
Yeah. If it's Adam Shaloba kavana, then my Maisa of rolling the Avnas Sekenim Masot to a different part of the city is a Koach HaChem Yorabai, and it relates back to the Balabor. But if it's Adam B'Kavana, so that's what Tosfos says, Adam B'Kavana, my Pula doesn't relate back to someone else. I'm the Balapula, I did that. So that's considered as if I made the Asiyas HaBor in the other location.
So
it's only a technical point that tells us speaking within the gears of Rashi of Ibahadi the Kamazli asking. I mean, Rashi's, the thing that Rashi takes out of the Gemara is Ibahadi the Kamazli. That's only a technical point, because fundamentally tells us applying Adam is ruled by Adam to everything.
I don't understand again.
He starts off by quoting Rashi.
Tosis, right. Tosis says, Ein Amokka Vishwil Kamen, what they said, Ein Amokka. Even after it lands and the hezek occurs afterwards, I think they're also saying if it's Adam b'miskaven, Adam b'miskaven, so the Adam takes over. So the original person who left the bar there, he's no longer chayiv. The Adam megalgal kicked it to the other part of the city. He now did a new asiyas habor. It's like silik ma'aser rishon. It's like filling up the bar and then digging it up again. I would think so. So we had such a similar statement. Tosis doesn't quote. We had such a similar idea in the Gemara in Kiddushan on the Avchav Beis on the Beis. The Gemara says, if you're selling me a behemoth, so a behemoth could be nicknamed b'mishicha. So mishicha means I pull the behemoth or I ride on the behemoth and I cause the behemoth to move to a new location. So behemoth is metalpla, metalpla nicknamed b'mishicha. So the Gemara says, what if kari lo behibu? I whistle to the animal, and the animal walks towards me. So since that's instinctive reaction on the part of the behemah, when someone whistles, the behemah comes. So it's considered as if I did the whole mashiach on the behemah, and I'm koinah. So what happens if someone is selling me an ebet k'naini? So an ebet k'naini is a piece of metaltalim. But avodim hukshul karkos. You have a pasuk. He is nachaltem osam levnechem acharechem lereshes achuz asol meolamem tavoidu. So nachla and achuzo are expressions that only apply to karka. So how does the pasuk say this nachaltem osam about ebek 90? So you see avodim hukshul karkos. That's a mission in the end of Bava Kamma. So the ebed is actually in mitzias he's metaltalim, but it's hukish lekarka. So that's the gemara kiddushin. You can either be kind of the Ebek 90, if someone has an Ebek 90. If you want to create an Ebek 90, that's a different question. How does a non-Jew sell himself as an Ebek 90 to become an Ebek 90? It's a different story. But if someone owns an Ebek 90 and he wants to sell him to me, so I can either be kind of acquire ownership by making Kinyoni Karka or by making Kinyoni Metaltalim. So I can be kind of an Ebek 90 be Meshicha. So if I tell the Ebek 90, your Odon wants to sell you to me, and he gave me permission to be kind with the Kenya Mashiach. So I ask you, please walk towards me and I'll be kind of Mashiach. So if the Ebbe knows what's good for him, he's going to walk towards me. But that's a conscious decision that he makes, the Gemara says. If I whistle to the Hema comes, the Hema doesn't have Seichel. So that's like an instinctive reaction. So the walking of the Hema towards me relates to me because I was the one who triggered it, I was the one who caused it to happen, so it's considered as if I did the Mashiach myself. But if I call the Eved and he walks towards me, if he's an adult, if he's a little baby, Kari lo behibo, so the baby is like a behemoth. The behemoth doesn't make a conscious decision. But if it's an adult, and adults don't always listen to what someone else says, they decide whether they should listen or they shouldn't listen. So then the Gemara says, Adai to the nafshe. The Eved goes on his own. How come people know that Gemara? How come that Gemara is so famous? Beis Halevi on Chumash and Parshas Lech Lecha, I think, quotes that Gemara, and he has a whole drasha. He interprets the whole Parsha in the Chumash. I think Chayisara, no. I think the beginning of Chayisara. So the Beis Halevi has a whole drasha based on that Gemara. So that's exactly what the Tosis is saying. If you have a Megalgel Bardeya and he makes a conscious decision to kick something, so that's his Maisa kicking it. So his Maisa doesn't relate back to the other, to the one who left. He's not called a Kor Chacham Yorabai with respect to the one who left Avodah Sekeinim Asa on the street. But if he would kick it Shaloi B'Miskave, then he's called a Ruach Mitzuya. Then his Pu'ula relates back. Whenever a person, a human being, makes a conscious decision, and he's the Bala Maisa, then his Maisa doesn't relate back to someone else.
So like if you had a slave who was sleeping, and like by saying a certain word, they would automatically roll, whatever. And like they're asleep, so they have no conscious right now.
Right.
Would that count? You would be cone of them?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they rolled over to you?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah. I know that when he's sleeping, if someone says a bottle of beer, he's going to roll over. So that's a reaction. That's not a conscious decision that he makes. That's a reaction, instinctive reaction. So that's like an Ebed, a Tinoik, the Gemara says, that an Ebed Cotton, he can be kind of b'mshicha like that. The Pashtus perhaps is that this whole idea in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chabeis that it's considered my Mashiach, it could be, it's a little question, it could be that it's based on the Gemara later, the Machlekes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Isha Mishum Chitzov or Isha Mishum Amono. What does mean Isha Mishum Chitzov, like you shoot an arrow? So it's Koichai. If I take a hammer and I smash the window, that's Adam Amazik Biadayim. If I throw the hammer or I shoot a bullet and I smash the window, that's Adam Amazik Ayidei Kocho. So what's the din? So the Gemara had in the second parak of Shaila, how come Tzuris only pays Chatzi Nezik? Where did that come from? Is it really Kocho Kegufo should have paid Nezik Shalem, but Alacha Moshe Messina was Mekel? Or is it really Mikra Adin Kocho Lav Kegufo? Really the Balamayim shouldn't pay a penny? Because kochalav kegufoi, but Allah Moshe Messina is mechadesh lahachmer. So then the Gemara came to the conclusion. We had the Rosh over there, the famous Rosh, that halachas Moshe Messina are always lahakil. So must be the mikra din kochal kegufoi, and he really should have had balabayim should have mechayim nasid shalom. And the Torah was makeled. Allah Moshe Messina was makeled. That is enough if he pays chatzin nasik. So kochal kegufoi, kochal kegufoi applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, not just by Adam HaMazik. And Koicha Kegufa is not only if it's my Koicha. If I say Isha Mishum Chitzav, if I actually shoot an arrow, so that's Koicha Kegufa. Like if I shoot a bullet, that's Koicha Kegufa. And what if I harness a natural force and the natural force takes over? It's not my koyach. If I shoot a bullet, I shoot an arrow. So I shot the arrow. Here, I'm making a fire over here, and then the wind blows it. So the wind is a natural force. I harness the natural force. So that's also considered koyach kegufa. So that's what Gemara says. We pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a machlek, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we ruba the ruba, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara in Yavama says there are three cases where we don't pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, where we pass on like Rish Lakish. All the other cases, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. So we say that Isha Mishim Chitzov, this idea, Isha Mishim Chitzov, is a local din just in Hilchas Nezikin, that instead of being considered Eish and Potter Antamun, it's considered Adam Amazik and Eschaib Antamun. That's the whole din, Isha Mishim Chitzov. And Adam Achayva Bachaver Eschaib Chamisha Dvarim, Ezek Tzari, Pishavis, and Boishas. If it would have been Eish, Isha Mishum Amono, you'd only be Chayv Nezik, it wouldn't be Chayv Chamisha Dvarim. Now that you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, learned that from the Pasuk, Shalim Shalim HaMavir HaSabeiro, that he's considered as if he did it. So it means it's only Adam HaMazik that there's no Ptur Tomen, and it's Adam HaMazik that you Chayv Chamisha Dvarim, Vachayvah Bahavero. It's only a Chidush and Hilchas Nezikin, and Parsis Mishpatim Ano, from Parsis Mishpatim, we derive the Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Pashtus and the Gemara on Chod Beis on the basis that it even applies to Retzeach, because the Gemara says that you would apply Kom Leibid Rab Minei Hamadlik, he makes a fire over here and the whole city burns down, and then there was an Ev Knaini tied up, someone chained down an Ev Knaini that he shouldn't be able to run away, and I made a fire over here and the wind blew the fire till it burnt alive, it burnt the Ev Knaini, he got killed. So if you kill an Ev Knaini, you chayv misa. So even though there was no Hasra, it's B'shoigig, so you still say Kom Le'bidirat Minei. That's called Tana de Bechizkir. The Braisa from Chizkir's Yeshiva, Chizkir was the son of Rapriya. So just like Rapriya has Braisa, so Tana de Bechizkir and Chizkir's Yeshiva also, they were authoring Braises. So in Chizkir's Yeshiva, they had this famous Braisa, the Kom Le'bidirat Minei, even applies Bizman Hazeh. Nobody gets the death penalty Bizman Hazeh. So the answer is not Tana de Bechizkir. Even if you did the Avera B'Shoigeg, you still say Kom Le'bidirat Minei. So the Gemara says that if Isha Mishum Chitzav, then I'm Chai Mishum Retzeach. The Maisa, they're not going to give me the death penalty, there probably was no Hasra over there. But still you say kamle, he's theoretically he's chayv misa, and you say kamle with the rabbi. If you would have said isha mishum amono, then there wouldn't be any kamle with the rabbi. If my behemah kills someone, so it doesn't pater me from paying tashlum, and that happened biyidna at the same time. But he said, so the simple reading in the Gemara is that the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan that we have accepted, Ishim Shem Chitzav, is not restricted only to Nezikin to say that it's not Eishim, it's not Potter Antomon. It's Odom, it's Chayv Antomon, and it's Odom, it's Chayv Bachavera, Chayv Chamisha Dvarim. It sounds like Ishim Shem Chitzav, that Posik, that's Megala, Shalem Shalem Hamar is Habera, is not restricted only to Ilchas Mazik. It's in Kol HaTarkul, it's called Retzeach also. But this is a big machlekes. The big machlekes of the Bir Agro and Choshe Mishpat points out that the Shitas Hagoinim is that Ishem Shem Chitzav is a Agzeres HaKosuv, only a local din in Nezikin. Aye, but the Gemara applies it to Kamle the Rabbinai. So the Brisker Rav has in a sefer on the Rambam, he discovered a Chidusha Haran in Sanhedrin on the Sugya of Ritzich and Dafa in Zion, where he has a different interpretation in the Gemara. And he goes with the Shita, the Ran goes with this, quoting this opinion from the Goinim, Ishem Shem Chitzav only applies to Nezikin and to Kamle B'Dirabim. It doesn't apply to anything else. But the Balei Tosis seem to hold not so. Tosis has a famous kasha. There's a Mishnah in Chulin. A person has a sharp knife that he can use to shech the chickens, and he leaves the knife on the rooftop, and then the wind comes and throws the knife, a big hurricane comes, throws the knife, and a chicken happens to be walking, and the knife happens to cut the chicken by the neck exactly in such a way that it's going to accomplish a shechita. Far-fetched, probably never happened, never will happen, but the Gemara Taisa says like that. The Gemara always talks about abstract cases that are never going to happen in a million years to be mevare what the din is. So the Gemara said that the shechita is no good because shechita needs kach gavra. So Tosfos asked the kasha, but if you hold the ishim mishum chitzav, so it is kach gavra. So what's wrong? That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos obviously is assuming, and Tosfos gives a funny answer. He say that Gemara goes shaloi kahalocha, halocha lemaisa. Since we pass like Rabbi Yechon ishim mishum chitzav, the shechita would be good. That's what Tosfos about. The Gemara there is shaloi kedin. So you see from Tosfos, they're assuming that Ishim Mishim Chitzav is not a local din only in Nezikin, and somehow or another it also applies to Kamle B'Dirabminei. No, it's a din in Kol HaTarkul. Ishim Mishim Chitzav a din in Kol HaTarkul. So the Pashtus perhaps is that that's the Vart in that Gemara in Kiddushin. I can accomplish a Kinyan Meshiche by harnessing a natural force. Which natural force? The instinctive reaction of the behemoth. If I whistle to the animal and it walks towards me, so the animal's walking is Ishim Shem Chitzav, is considered I did the Mashiach. If I tell the Yebit Kanayin he should walk towards me, that's not harnessing a natural force. That's not a natural force. Adam b'miskaben, and Adam makes a conscious decision, so that the Maisa of walking relates to him. It can't relate back to someone else. But if it's an Adam Shalai B'miskaben, he's in the middle of the sleep, or a Tinoik who doesn't think, it's not a conscious decision, so then that Maisa relates back to me, it's considered as if I did it. So on that Taisa's Kasha, Taisa says, if you hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav, so why don't you say the Shechita is good? Because they assume Ishim Mishim Chitzav is a Dina Kol HaTarkula. So, some answer. Some Rishonim answer that there's a big fat Tosis in Sanhedrin that finds Zayin in the Sugya of Ritzeach. So Tosis writes, maybe you can be mechalek that Shechita needs Kerach Gavra. Maybe Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'adam. Ishim Shemchitzav is Maisa Ha'adam, but it's still not Kerach Gavra. So Tosis says, Shema Yesh Lechalek, and in Yeridah you have like that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba from the Torah Sabayis. The whole Chelek Aleph Yerideya, different sections of Shulchan Aruch, are based on different Rishonim. So Chelek Aleph Yerideya is all based on the Rashba, wrote a whole sefer that's called Teres Abayis. And everything, the whole Yerideya starts off with Hilchos Shechita, then you have Malicha, then Basar B'Cholav, Tarubis. Everything is straight from the Rashba and the Teres Abayis. Different sections of the Shulchan Aruch are patterned after different Rishonim. So the Rashba and the Teres Abayis quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos, that Ishim Shem Chitzav can't apply to the areas where you need koyach gavra. In other words, koyach gavra is something over and above maisa ha'adam. Ishim shemchitzu, it's my maisa. It relates to me, it's my maisa. But it's still not called koyach gavra. That's what the Chazon Ish said. We saw the Tosfos, the Gemara had a habamina, the aim of mava is the hamayim. The Mishnah uses a word mava which is so unclear. So there was a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, the mava zeha odom or mava zeha shein. So the Gemara said, why not say mava zeha mayim? So the Gemara rejects it. So Tosfos says on Dalet Rabbi Beis, on the top Tosfos, what do you mean mava zeha mayim? How is the mayim going to make a hezek if the person is pouring water and it's koyach rishon? The Gemara makes a distinction by shchita and by ritzicha and by netilas yadayim, the three areas where the halacha requires koyach gavra. The Gemara makes a distinction between koyach rishon and koyach sheni. The koyach sheni is not called koyach gavra, and koyach rishon is called koyach gavra. So Tosfos assumes that distinction between koyach rishon and koyach sheni is not restricted only to the three cases where the Gemara says you need this concept of Kerach Gavra. It applies to Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, Agdei Kerach Sheni, is called Grumba Menizik and then his pot. So Tosfos seems to be equating Maisa Adam with Kerach Gavra. Kerach Gavra is Aramaic, and Maisa Adam is Hebrew. It's the same thing. So the Chazon Ish, the Sefer on Bava Kamma, is not happy with the Tosfos, and he goes with that Rashba that's quoted in Yoredei in Hilchos Shechita, that you can say Ishim Ishim Chitzav all you want, but it's still not going to be Kerach Gavra. Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Adam. Ishim Ishim Chitzav is Maisa Adam, but still not Kerach Gavra. So Tosfos says, and that big Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Nadaf Ayin Zayin, V'shem Yesh L'chalek, maybe Bashchita Yini Kerach Gavra, and Ishim Ishim Chitzav is not a gaf, and they say, but the Chilek is not correct. Why is the Chilek not correct? It's a very good Chilek. That's what the Rashba quotes from the Bali Atayis and the Torah Sabai. That's what the Chazon Ish said. No, because the Gemara said, "Kom lebe de rab minei," means he's chayv misa mitam retzeach. There was no hasroah, so lemaisa he's not going to get the death penalty. But it's tana de bechiskia. That's kom lebe de rab minei. Even b'shoigeg, even b'li hasroah, it's still going to say kom lebe de rab minei. So by retzeach, you need koach gavra. Retzeach is one of the three cases. Shchita needs koach gavra. Retzeach needs koach gavra. So if the Gemara says that you apply kom lebe de rab minei, you apply the din of ishim shem chitzav, that is considered a ritzicha, and therefore it's kom lebe de rab minei. So you see that ishim shem chitzav is kerach gavra. That's why Tosfos rejected it. And the other rishonim hold no. Even though you need kerach gavra to be chayv misa by ritzeach, but for the purposes of kom lebe de rab minei, it's still good. Okay. You don't need Kerach Gavra to apply Kom Levi the Rabbi Nei. So the question, how do you answer this kasha? If you should assume that if you hold Ishim Shem Chitzav, so why is if Hiniach Sakin Al Rosh Agag and the Sakin falls Beruch Mitzuya and it does a Shechita, Beruch Mitzuya means they predicted that it's going to happen. So he left the knife on the rooftop, and they said on the radio, there's going to be a tornado today. The Ruach Sheina Mitzuya became a Ruach Mitzuya once they announced it on the radio, so he knows to expect it. So he's harnessing the natural force of the Ruach to serve his purposes. He knows the knife is going to fly down. So if the knife shechts a chicken, what do you have? You don't need kavanah. Let's say a person throws the knife in order to hit a target, and it happens that a chicken is walking and it does a good shechita. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, where the shechita needs kavanah or not. And we pask, no. Shechitas kotchim needs kavona. Misasik b'shechitas kotchim is no good. B'shechitas chulin does not need kavona. So if he left a knife on top of the roof and he knows that they predicted in the weather report that it's going to be a tornado today, so that's like a ruach mitzuyah. There's no din. Tornado is a ruach sheinu mitzuyah, is not mitzarif to me. If I didn't expect it, then it's ruach sheinu mitzuyah. But if I expect it, then the tornado becomes a ruach mitzuyah. So then the tornado is mitzarif to me. So why shouldn't it be a good shechita? That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos says the Gemara shalai kedin. So the others say two different answers. So one answer that the Achronim give is what Tosfos said in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. The Ishim Mishim Chitzav we say from today till next year, but it's still not Kerach Gavra. Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa HaAdam. And then another distinction that Rab Chaim has and others point out, and Hasidus has, The only time you say ishim shem chitzav, that is considered my maisa, maisa adam, is if the koach acher kicks in simultaneously with my maisa or immediately following my maisa. How did the nesivos come up with this idea? Because the ktzos has a kasha. If I whistle to the animal walks towards me, so that's my mashicha, so that's koina. Even though it's a the koach acham yoraboy, the baim is walking towards me. And then the Gemara says, if I wanted to koina an elephant with ayudeya kinyan hagboa, so how do you do that? So Tosfos interprets in the Gemara, you wave something on top of the elephant jumps up, and then you koina hagboa. So true, elephants can't jump, it doesn't exist, but the din that Tosfos said is true. If it would be a different animal, you will wave something on top, the elephant jumps up. So you see that it's called the hagboa, even though you didn't pick it up. The animal helped do the hagboa as an instinctive reaction. I waved chavilis moiris that have some kind of a cherries, berries, that the animal enjoys eating, so the animal jumps up. Machmasi. So the animal, I whistle to the animal that comes towards me, it's my mashicha. I wave something on top, the animal jumps up, it's my hagboa. So the Ktzos has a kasha. There's a Gemara in the second parak in Baba Basra, where the Gemara talks about Hasogas Gvul, that if someone else has a shop, has a parnasa, you're not allowed to be Masa Gvul, take away his parnasa. Let's say I have a grocery store a block away from the other grocery store. So I walk into the, I don't have any customers yet, I just opened today. So I walk into the other grocery and I see all the people shopping there. They want to they want to buy things, and I say, I have a grocery store around the corner, why don't you come to me? Everything is less expensive than over here. So that's called Hasogas Gvul. I go, if I advertise in the newspapers, I have a grocery store, so they have a braver to go to the old store, to the new store. That's not Hasogas Gvul. But if you have a customer who went already to the other store, he's holding by buying, and every week the balabasta goes to the grocery and she buys things, so she's ready in the store, and then I say, come down the block, I have everything for less expensive. So that's an Issa Hasogas Gvul. So the Gemara gives us an example of Hasogas Gvul. Machikim tzuras hadag menadakim lo ritzas hadag, that the fishermen leave bait and then they leave nets there, and by leaving the bait and the nets, that's how they leave the bait and nets, and then they go to sleep and they come back 2 hours later, and a lot of fish will be caught in the net. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to go and catch, even though the fellow who left the bait and the net didn't make a kinyan on the fish yet, it doesn't belong to him, but you're not allowed to take away the fish. He set up the whole thing. Why? Since he spent time, effort, and energy in order to set up the whole thing, and this is what he does for a living, this is his parnasa, even though he wasn't cutting the fish yet. It's a violation of Hasogas Gvul, because you should go fishing somewhere else. Don't go fishing over there where he already spent so much time, effort, and energy setting up the traps and setting up the bait. So the Ktzos is bothered with Akash. Why is it only a din of Hasogas Gvul? Because that's his parnasa. Why isn't it Gezal Mamish? When you leave bait, so the fish are going to swim sideways in order to nibble on the bait, or they're going to swim up. So if they swim sideways, that's my mishicha. Like if I whistle to the animal and it walks towards me. If I wave something and the animal jumps up, it's my hagbah. So some of the fish may swim up to get the bait. Some of the fish may swim sideways. Some of the fish will swim down. No, okay, so that's not called the hagbah. But many of the fish will swim sideways. That's a mishicha. Many will swim up. That's a hagbah. So why is it only an issue of Hasogas Gvul? It should be a Gezel Mamash, I was kinda. So the Ktzos says the Kasha. So the Nesiva says that the Kasha is a mistake. When do you say that it's my Mashiach, it's my Hagbah, if the animal jumps up while I'm holding simultaneous with my mice, I'm holding Chavili's Morris, I'm holding some Nash in the air, and the animal jumps up to get it, so then the animal's jumping up relates to me, considered as if I did the hagbah, or I whistle to the animal and immediately following the animal runs towards me. So if the koach hacham yoraboy takes over right after my maisa or is simultaneous with my maisa, then that koach hacham yoraboy relates to me, it's considered my maisa. But I set up the bait and I set up the nets and I go to sleep, I go to daven, whatever, go to learn my daf yomi, and then later on the fish come. That's Saib Khamalova, Sovtina Lava. So that doesn't, you don't say isha mishim chitzav abadei. You don't say that the maisa that koach achem yorba relates to me. So that's what that would be the teretz on Tosis Kashu also. If you leave a knife on top of the roof, and they predicted on the weather report, they predicted there's going to be a big wind, and if whoever's going to leave anything on top of the rooftop, it's going to fall down to the ground. The wind is going to blow it down. So the guy left the knife on top, knowing in advance that the wind is going to come. So Tosis says, let it be a good shechita. If it's shechitzan out, let it be a good shechita. The answer is, when I put it on the roof, the wind wasn't blowing yet. That's like Sof Cham Olova, Sof Tzin Olova. Since the Korach Hacha doesn't begin, doesn't kick in until later, so that's called Grama. That's not called Korach Hacha Miurabai. That's the Nesivus' Teretz on Tosis Kash.
That would mean if you would throw a knife, so then it would be good?
If what?
If you would throw the knife, then it would be a good shechita?
If a person throws a knife, the Gemara says it is good. Even though he's throwing the knife, he's not even intending to hit the animal at all. He wants to hit a target. That's Korach Gavra, and Shechita Schula, and it's Tzicha Kavana. Yeah. Even if you hold Shechita Tzicha Kavana, even according to the other opinion, Shechita Tzicha Kavana, Tosis points out it does mean you have to have Kavana to shech the chicken that it should be Mutta Bachila. You have to have Kavana's Chaticha Simonim. Let's say I don't even know that there's such a halacha of nevela and shechita. I want to cut the animal's neck. I want to kill it by cutting the neck. Then I find out that's called shechita. So that's still good. Even if you hold shechita, the whole machlokes where they need kavanas chaticha simon, but nobody holds it. You have to have kavanas heter shechita.
The giura de Rav Yonah bar Tachlifa in Chulin. That's literally shechita b'chitzon.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have a precedent.
Okay. The Gemara said he shot arrows that were sharp. And he did a good shechita. Okay. That's literally chitzov. Yeah. So this idea that Tosis says if the Megalgel is a bardas, he's not considered a Korach Hacham Yoraboy because the Maisa relates to him. That's really the same as what it says there in the Gemara, that if I tell the Yevit, come towards me, Abardas made such a decision, so that's his maisa. But if the Megalgal does it, Shaloi b'miskavin, then he's kicking the Avnes HaKinim HaSot to the other end of the city. It's like a Koch Avmiur boy, and it relates back to the Bala Takola, the Balabar, who left it in the first place. Okay. The Gemara has the din of Meitav, of Vavam and Beis. There's some kind of a machlokes of Rekiva and Mishma regarding Meitav. It's very unclear what the machlokes is. The Gemara suggested on Zayinim and Aleph, maybe the machlokes is whether Mazik as HaHegdash is Chayva Potter. Usually we assume Mazik as HaHegdash is Potter. Comes Rabbi Kiva, says Kavachayma LaHegdash. Rabbi Kiva obviously thinks that Mazik as HaHegdash is chayv to pay. So the Gemara says, is that all machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel? There's no argument about Meitav. Gemara says, no, it doesn't seem that that's true. There's a Beferish of Brisa that they argue about Meitav, and this Brisa also. Sounds like they're fighting something about Meitav. Gemara says, yeah, they are disagreeing. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Meitav Sadeu is Meitav Sadeu Shal Nizik, but in Nizik Shaiminon. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Bidimazik Shamina. Kiva holds Bidimazik Shamina. What is the mocker for this whole idea that Mazik is Aeg, which is Potter? The Gemara assumes. What's the Pasik? Here, five lines from the bottom of Ovam and Beis. My kavachayim ala hegdush. Iyileima, if he should say the nogach to it and to it the hegdush, the pasuk says kigach sharish or shareyehu. So reyehu often means reyehu pat la hegdush. That if a mazik has a hegdush is potter. So how do you know from shor? Kigach sharish or shareyehu. That's keren. So you learn from keren to kol atarkula that even orama mazik hegdush is also potter. How can you learn from this? Odama Mazik is more common than this game of Mono. So maybe Adam Masik Hegdish should be Chayiv. So there must be an additional Pasik. So Tosis says, yeah, there is a Pasik in Bob Metzia, Daf Tzadik Tes. Kiyochel Prat Lamazik. What's Kiyochel Prat Lamazik? What's that? That you don't pay Chomesh. Usually a person who's Moel Behegdish has to give Kerem Chomesh. But Moel Behegdish means there are two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila Vaitzah, Me'ila Vanoah. Me'ila Vaitzah means I thought the tape recorder belongs to Ruvain and I stole it. I don't care for so much, I stole it. So I intended to steal it. Then it turns out that it was Hegdish and I stole it. Or I thought this watch was always my watch and I gave it away from Matana to somebody else. Then it turned out it's the wrong watch. This watch belongs to Hegdish and I gave it away from Matana. So that's called Me'ila Vaitzah. Amotzi Mishus Lishus. I thought I'm stealing from Ruvain and realized I stole from Hegdish. So I did a shini b'shus, or I thought it's mine and I have a right to give it away from my tongue. It turns out that it's Hegdish, had no right. So that's Me'ila Vaitzah. Nefesh kisimo ma'al. So the Gemara says, Ein Me'ila el shini b'shus. Shenemar, it's a Mishnah Me'ila. Shenemar, Isha kisista Isha mo'al amal b'isha. So what do you see from Soita, Isha, Soita, Mezana, Tachas Baila? Mo'al amal means shini b'shus. Instead of staying home and living with her husband, she goes to someone else's home and she has an affair with him. So the Gemara said, just like over there, Mo'al amal b'isha min shini b'shua, so to over here, nefesh kisim mala, Mo'al amal by me'ila min shini b'shua. So that's me'ila v'hoitzoh. Then there's me'ila v'hanoah, another kind of me'ila. I thought it's my horse and I'm riding horseback to come to the yeshiva on time. So I ride on the horse, then it comes out of his Hegdish's horse. And I was Moel Behegdish. That's Me'ila Fano. So there are differences. There are differences between Epictetus and. For those who learn Me'ila, know it from Me'ila. Those who don't learn Me'ila, most people are not so familiar with Me'ila. So they know it from the Tosis in Kiddushin. And Daf Nun Vav. Tosis explains, even the people who learn Me'ila, it is on Yud Zayin. So until you get to Yud Zayin, you get knocked out. Me'ila is not such an easy Mesichta. So when you get to Yud Zayin, so you see that there are two dinim of Me'ila. Me'ila v'hanoah, Me'ila v'hoitzoh. So the Pasuk says, ki yoichal, the Pasuk really doesn't say by Me'ila v'hegdish, it says it by Zar Shachal Trumba b'shegeg. But we somehow darshan it that it goes on Hegdish. Ki yoichal prat l'mazik, that if you're mazik Hegdish, you don't pay anything. So what do you need, if you even order my mazik Hegdish is potter, what do you need a Pasuk Yireyehu v'lo shal Hegdish? It's a kavachaimer. If Adam Hamasik Hegdish is put the kavachaimer behemto, the answer is if you would only have the pasuk kiyachol prat lamazik, that Russia, you would say just putter from chaimish. But you say he is chayiv. Adam Hamasik Hegdish is chayiv. Tosefes chaimish is only if you have hanoah from the Hegdish or you do haitzah. But if you're mazik it, you don't pay chaimish. So if you would only have the drasha kiyachol prat lamazik, I would have thought it only patters you from chaimish. Now that you have the pasuk shereyehu lo shoshal hegdish, so this sheds light on the drush of kirchol prat namazik, that it doesn't only mean that you potter from chaimish, you even potter from the keren. And then Tosis the third pasuk by bor. What does it say by bor? The pasuk says napol shamash arach amar bala b'shant kas rehu v'ameis yelo. What do you mean ameis yelo? So the gemara has a drush that a sharp suli hamigdashim. Shanafa the bor umeis, so the balabar doesn't have to pay. Why amesi alo? Bado shabsula megdashim she'ein ameis aloi. Why is ein ameis aloi? And the veil is usually mutaba no. Why all of a sudden over here ein ameis aloi? If the animal falls in and it gets killed, so it's an veil. So an veil is also bachila ba mutaba no. It says in the chumash lagerish erushrach detnan ba'chola machal anochri. It says the veil is mutaba no. So why do you say that the sharp sinam gadashim that falls in and it gets killed, the balabar doesn't pay? Einam eishaloi. The answer is because sharp sinam gadashim there's a din tizbach v'achalta. So tizbach v'achalta means you have to shecht it and then you can eat it. If it dies by itself, you're not allowed to be machalit to anachri. Sinam gadashim. What does sinam gadashim mean? Sinam gadashim means you had a korban. That had a kedusha guf lamizbeach. It was supposed to be kari, and then it developed a mum kavua. If it only has a mumayver, it's going to heal by itself. So then you cannot be makravit, because mana has the mumayver, but you can't be poided. But if it develops a mum kavu means you'll need surgery to improve it. But it's not going to get better by itself. So Kozman, you didn't do the surgery, so then it's a bal mum. So that's a mum kavu, then you can be poided. So even after you poided, the shabsalam gadashim shahuma benifta, you poided it, it's not yetzel chulin legamre. It still retains kedusha. The Gemara says it's still oisa tmura. If I say harizu tachazu, it's still oisa tmura. And it still has a status of kodesh on it, that you need a shchitas, you have to shecht it, and then the shchita is materit bachila. Tizbach v'achalta. So the Gemara says, if you want to feed it to the animals, or feed it to the goyim, they don't need a het shchita. So you're not allowed to feed psula mekdoshim to the klovim, and machil mosa the klov maliyakum. You have to shecht it, and give it to a Jew to eat, who requires a het shchita. So the Pasuk tells us that the drush in the Pasuk is Vamesi Allah Misha Meshallah Yatza Shubsan Magdashim Shaina Meshallah. If the Shubsan Magdashim falls into the bar and it gets killed, then the Balabar doesn't have to pay. Why? So Taisus here on Zainam and Alf learns because it's Kodesh, because Psula Magdashim retains Kedusha. So if a Psula Magdashim only has partial Kedusha, nonetheless your potter, masik is hegdish, is potter. Kalvachayim, if it really has kedusha, if something is really hegdish, there it's hegdish left a pidyon. Yeah, I was mitzvah et l'chulin already, but still it retains partial kedusha, so it's potter. So certainly masik is hegdish, is potter. So this comes out, you have three psukim. Shoriyeh pratu shoshal hegdish, that's by Karen. Then you have a mesi alo, misha mesh alo, psul, magdoshim is potter and a bar. Then the third pasuk is kirechol prat l'masik. If you have Kirchot Prat L'Mazik, what do you need the others for? He says, no, if you don't have Kirchot Prat L'Mazik, you would have misunderstood the drasha. You would have thought it's only Potter from Chaimish, but it's not Potter from Karen. Now that you have the other two psukim, so that sheds light on this drasha, that this drasha means also even Potter from Karen. If all the three psukim shows you that Mazik is Egdish is Potter. So the Gemara said, maybe that's the whole Machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe there's no Machlokes and Meitav at all. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't read straight. Ve'od, there's a beferish of Brisa. Ve'od Homer Abashi here. Tanya Behedra on Zainam and Aleph, right in the middle where it says Shmos Chabbeis. It's a beferish of Brisa that is a machlekes whether be the Nizik Shamina or be the Mazik Shamina. And even forget about that, you don't need that Brisa. The original Brisa that has machlekes of Yekiv and Rabbi Shmuel also sounds very much that there's a double machlekes. The second issue is about Kavachayim Ola Hegdash, whether the Mazik Hegdash is Potter or not. First Machloikis says whether Bid Nizik Shamin and not Bid Mazik Shamin. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, I gotta leave. Tomorrow is also gonna be a short day. I also have to leave at 10:30. So we'll try to tomorrow. I can start earlier. I don't have to wait till 9:30. So tomorrow I'll try to learn, we'll do Chazara tomorrow, because it looks, based on my schedule in Eretz Yisrael next week, it doesn't look like I'm going to have too much time to do Chazara. So we'll have to do Chazara tomorrow. Okay?
According to B.R. Groff, Maker Din Koko is Lav Kikifo Dami by seemingly everything. And then by Nezikin there's a Chiddush that it's
no, kocho is one thing, but this is not even kocho. This you're harnessing a natural force. Okay, here you're harnessing a natural force. So that's less than kocho. Kocho means I shoot a bullet. That's kocho kegufo. Mm-hmm. But if I leave a knife and I know the wind is going to blow, it's going to take over, I make a fire and know the wind is going to cause it to travel further, that's less than kocho.
There's no connection to tzoros. I thought Tzuros was
Tzuros and Mamish
Kocha. Stemming from that.
Yeah, Tzuros and Mamish Kocha.
But that's
Kigufo. The animal kicks it. So that's Kocha Kigufo.
That would be Kigufo in the animal.
Yeah.
And then Allah Moshe Messina would come to say that only Chati Nezek in regards to that.
Right, but by Yodim it would be Nezek Sholim.
By Yodim.
Here it's not really Kocha. Here it's